CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Israel is the first country to ban all foreign entry following the discovery of the troubling Omicron COVID variant. The U.S. and many other countries have enacted travel restrictions from southern Africa. CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang reports.
One big question, whether the current vaccines offer protection against the Omicron strain. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor, said researchers are in the process of finding out.
Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues to get a situation where you could actually directly test it. So right now, you're talking about sort of like a red flag that this might be an issue, but we don't know.
President Biden is dealing with the news from Nantucket, where he's spending the Thanksgiving break with his family.
The UK is one of the countries imposing a ban and other measures.
Yesterday, we took steps to protect the UK against the variant coming here from southern African countries, and earlier today added four more countries to the red list.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing some precautionary measures to help stop the spread.
We will require all contacts of those who test positive with a suspected case of Omicron to self-isolate for 10 days.
Professor Chris Whitty is England's chief medical officer.
We expect the numbers to continue to rise around the world over the next few days. That is, I think, virtually inevitable.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Another Islanders hockey player tested positive for COVID, making it eight who are unavailable to play, prompting the postponement of the next two games. Islanders president of operations, Lou Lamoureux.
The league over the past couple of years certainly has the best infectious disease medical doctors available, both the union and the league, plus their own physicians. And we have to trust, and we do, their decisions.
Supply problems are raising prices and causing shortages for holiday shopping this year. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur has some alternatives.
This year might be a really good year for you to consider making your own gifts or even considering services as a gift. That means stuff like there's all sorts of subscriptions out there.
Bad weather is moving into parts of the Midwest and Northeast just as holiday travelers return home tomorrow. WCBS-TV meteorologist Lonnie Quinn.
By Sunday, that snow is now stretched from Detroit all the way out into portions of New York. And by Sunday night into early Monday, it intensifies a bit.
This is CBS News.